Welcome to Bartle's Breakdown. Today's topic, NBA Draft Day. Today is the 2012 NBA Draft, and today is also a day many players anticipate for a lifetime. For anyone that has seriously played the game of basketball, the NBA is the ultimate goal, and today there will be 60 young men that hear their names called and enter the first step into what hopefully will be a successful NBA career. It's a nerve-wracking time, as I know. I was the 41st pick in the second round of the 1990 NBA draft. I remember that day, June 20th, 1990, like it was yesterday. My agent, Arn Tellem, told me I could go anywhere from the 24th pick with the Sacramento Kings in the first round all the way to the back end last pick of the draft, which was held by the Los Angeles Lakers. During that day, I was in St. Petersburg, Florida, with my parents, sister, brother, brother-in-law, and one of my best friends, all at my sister's house. It was a special night, not only for me, but for my family. Because you see, I'm the youngest, and along with them, there were many others in Carbondale, Illinois, that took pride in helping me develop into the player, and more importantly, the young man that I have become. All these folks were beaming with pride and anticipating where I'd be drafted. I remember being more nervous than any game I played. You know, at least in the games, I had some control over the outcome, but this was different. This was waiting all day, getting phone calls from my agents, friends, teammates, girlfriend, and everyone else that knew my sister's phone number. I went out and shot jumpers early in the day, lifted weights and worked out, went walking in the mall, anything to pass the time and keep me from sitting idle and driving myself crazy. As Kendall Gill, my former backcourt mate on the Flying Illini, and number 5 pick in that same draft stated, don't believe the hype. Everyone except the number 1 pick is nervous because you just don't know where you're going to end up. He says, I don't care how cool those guys look in the green room, their nerves are fried. And you know, I didn't have any cameras in my face, no national media to speak with before or after, so I can only imagine the heightened feelings these players are going through. As time drew near, my brother-in-law and I decided to celebrate a little too early and too much. Needless to say, the power went out right after I saw Kendall get drafted number 5. The power didn't go off in my sister's place, but mine did, if you catch my drift. The next thing I know, I'm being revived because I was just drafted and the team would be calling soon. Think about that. All that hard work, the endless 3, 2, 1, game-winning shot routines on the playground, the posters of Dr. J and Magic, and dreaming of playing just like them. All that buildup, and I didn't even get to hear my name called because I didn't handle the pressure in a manner that would have allowed me to see my name called and realize a dream. So as you're watching tonight, have sympathy for these guys and their families. It's not as glamorous as it may appear. And if you're lucky enough to see one, or know one of them leading up to tonight's draft, give them a hug, because that might just be the remedy they need to calm down and enjoy the moment. This is Stephen Bartle, and you've just listened to Volume 1 of Bartle's Breakdown. The site, bartlesbreakdown.com, will be up soon, but in the meantime, you can check me out on Twitter and Facebook. Until next time, may your skill be stronger than your will. Holla!